Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog, that is Country Strong from Honey County. With me tonight is one of the writers on that song. In fact, she's sometimes even called the fourth member of Honey County. Kaylee Shore, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
What an intro. I love it. Yeah. Thank you.
You are so welcome. I've been a fan of yours for such a long time, so I'm so glad to finally have you in studio. And I really think that Country Strong has been such an important song for country music fans in Southern California, just because of the violent events that we've experienced over the past couple of years. Did you have any idea that the song was going to have the impact that it has?
No, I mean, I knew it was definitely like going to be a powerful moment. And we really, as we were writing it, wanted to be so gentle with it, if that makes sense,
right?
Because we knew how much of a tragedy it was. And when you write a song about something like that, you know, you have to be intentional with every word, because it's just such an important, you know, thing. And I'm really proud of the song and how it came out, but I don't think I anticipated how much it would be able to help people. And it's been really, really beautiful to watch, and being able to creatively be a part of something that can do that. That's like our goal with music.
Another song that you wrote with Honey County is getting some additional exposure. You want to share the news about Cigarette?
Yes, Cigarette is actually going to be on season 2 of Yellowstone. We had a couple songs on the first season, and so being able to have those placements, and I mean, I love Kevin Costner. It's very cool. So, yeah.
And just within the past couple days, you found out some big news about a tour that you are going on.
Yes. Yeah, literally. I just found out that I am going on Martina McBride's tour with her, which is very cool. She's, I mean, 100% one of the biggest reasons why I got into country music. I mean, Concrete Angel has been one of my favorite songs. Actually, I auditioned for The Voice with it. I didn't make it. But it's a very cool full circle moment. Yeah.
That's a very cool thing. And you dropped a new album called, it was actually your debut full-length album.
Yes.
Open Book in September. And the thing about you, not only from listening to your music, but also from following you on Twitter, is that you seem to know exactly who you are, but you also seem to know exactly who other people are too. And like, you are really able to tell those stories in your music.
Thank you. Thank you. I am a songwriter first and foremost. I love performing, but songwriting was always the first and foremost thing for me with music. Like, I just fell in love with it. I wrote my first song when I was 6, and I grew up having that be my outlet for processing the world around me by making it rhyme and making things make sense by being able to funnel them into 3 minutes and 30 seconds. I love how reductive songwriting is, because you have to get to the core of the issue. It's like comedy, you know, you have to cut out all of the noise and get just to the main point of it. And it's such a fun challenge, and I love it. And I actually think that writing tweets is very similar to writing songs, and that's why I do it so much.
You are very funny on Twitter.
Thank you.
Like, I want to tell people, listen to her music. Definitely listen to her music. But if you don't listen to her music, also follow her on Twitter.
That's why it's been so fun to release like Forever and Gatsby, because those feel like tweets come to life as songs. And now that people are, you know, reacting well to those, it's like I get to just fully be myself on Twitter. And it's so fun. And my poor publicist. But
earlier today, you called yourself, my Twitter account is a publicist nightmare.
Yes. Yep. Very accurate.
So what is she going to say now?
He'll like, yeah, I always like know if he doesn't favor one, I'm like, oh.
What I love about your music, Kaylee, is that even when the main character in your song isn't very likable, somehow you still manage to make them very sympathetic.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I definitely think that because I had such a rough year, I wanted to, just from a personal growth standpoint, when I was writing, I wanted to be like, okay, but like, what am I doing that negatively is affecting the situation? And that's where Gatsby and Vices really come from, is me being like, okay, maybe I'm making my problems worse by being self-indulgent and wallowing and having unhealthy coping mechanisms. And that's how you move forward. You know, I mean, nothing is ever one-sided. No matter how awful someone is to you, there's probably a misstep on your part there. And so I wanted to be all encompassing in the album and in the songs. And that's the hard part of being vulnerable, is not being like, this horrible thing happened to me, let's go into detail. It's like, I did this horrible thing to myself, let's go into detail.
That's very insightful, and like kind of taking personal responsibility.
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, and people get so tired of whiny songs. I mean, you know, like that's, I think that's been a challenge, to just like, you know, not be like the sad breakup song girl, you know? And I was like, okay, if I'm going to talk about this, we're going to not wallow in self-pity, even though sometimes it's fun.
You just dropped the video for a song called Escape last week, and there's some very real and very raw emotions, not only in the song, but they also really come through in the video as well.
Yeah, we actually shot that video the week that the album came out. And I think that that really intensified the emotions, because obviously writing the songs and recording them was emotional and really brought some things to the surface. But I didn't anticipate how emotional it was going to be to release them, because it felt sort of like they were all happening again and people were hearing about them for the first time. And I was doing all this press and going into detail. And I was like, oh, wow, I feel like a raw nerve. And so when we went in to shoot the video, it was really supposed to be just like, we're going to throw it up and just have it be like a promotional video. But it came out really powerful, because it had been just like a particularly, like a really bad day for me, and I was struggling, and we shot the video, and I just like couldn't help but cry throughout the whole shoot. And I was with the closest members of my team who do my videos, and it was a very safe space for me to just do that. And you know, it's a tough song to sing live, and it was a really tough song to do a video for, but I was like, you know what, this is exactly how this makes me feel, and I am really glad that it came out the way it did. And it's reading like the YouTube comments and how it's affected people, it makes it all worth it, no matter how hard it can be for me to perform it and put something like that out in the world. It's so worth it, just to know that people are feeling less alone by me, you know, putting a name on their feeling.
Well, I want to play that song tonight. Before we get to that, though, I kind of want to wrap up just by asking you what other artists you think we should be listening to.
Ooh, I love Ingrid Andress. I think she's amazing. Really huge fan of her. And then two of my best friends who helped me write the album, Savannah Kyes. We co-host a radio show together, and she wrote Big Houses and The One with me. She's an incredible artist, and she has some great music coming out that we wrote together, and has a couple songs out that are amazing. So Savannah Kyes, it's like Eyes with a K. And then Candy Carpenter, she's being produced by Brandi Carlile. She's my best friend, and she wrote four of the songs on the album with me. Those three girls are all rock stars. I mean, Candy, her voice is insane. When you listen to The Astronaut or her Dolly Parton cover of Little Sparrow, because I'm assuming everybody who's listening is going to, I highly recommend it. Just know that she sang those vocals in one take, and there's no editing on them.
Wow.
Yeah, if you've heard them, you understand. Like, and Brandi Carlile herself said to Candy, she's like, do you always sing like that? And Candy was like, kind of. She's just one of the most gifted vocalists I've ever met. So check them out.
Kaylee Shore, thank you so much for coming in tonight. Please make sure to check out Kaylee's music. She's got a new album called Open Book from it. And I guess we've had this wonderful interview, and now we're going to leave everyone depressed by playing this incredibly...
That's just country music, man. I mean...
So I apologize, but I'm also like so thrilled to have you listen to this song. It's called Escape from Kaylee Shore on KFrog.